time management is so important, right? I mean, how else are you gonna prioritize? Yeah. Procrastination this, procrastination that. Burnouts? Sounds familiar? Hey loves, welcome back to another episode of A Return to Love, a space where we conversate about all things, finding purpose and relationships. I am your host with the most. Welcome back. Ooh, I bet you guys are wondering where I have been, and honestly, I really have no excuse at all. Besides burnouts. I have had such busy months, I can say, and honestly, I just took more than I could carry, did more than I can handle, and just one day, like, I just hit like a rock bottom, like the lowest ditch, and that was your girl, because yeah, you know, I didn't take breaks, I was just pushing, and it honestly resulted in me having to stop doing, you know, what I love, what I like, just because I really needed the break. Breaks are good. And I think so much of the time we really try to, you know, come out of that. We don't want to take breaks. We just want to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And honestly, the burnout is not worth it. It is not worth it. Take that break if you need to. Don't allow yourself to crash. Because I've realized, like, when you really, really crash, it's so sad, because then now you can't prioritize anymore, you know? You don't know what to prioritize. You don't know what comes first. You lose track of time. You lose track of yourself. It's just a lot. Honestly, my burnout started because I had a lot going on, you know, but also at the same time, a lack of motivation. I think burnout start like that. I don't know. Personally, me, yeah, that's how they start. I just push and push and then have no willingness to push anymore. I don't know. And then I'm just like demotivated. And then I start like reassessing my life. And then I reassess my life and I just start having like so much anxiety and heartache, and you know what I mean? So that's literally what happened to me. I was so anxious. I had so much anxiety. I'm contemplating about my future. I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Like, what is happening? Make it make sense. Nothing makes sense at all. So, yeah. And then procrastinating. It was so bad. I kept, you know, in regards to the podcast, I kept saying, I'm gonna come back, I'm gonna do another episode, I'm gonna, and I never did. And it's so sad, because honestly, what an excuse. I mean, why would I say I like something that I can't even, you know, record? So yeah, I procrastinated so bad, and here I am finally I thought, you know what, if you're not gonna do it, then maybe you should call it quits and like do something. And Han was like, yes, I'm here, I'm gonna do something about it, and I'm back. I'm not leaving anytime soon. This is me back in better. Let's get this, you know, let's get this. But yeah, yo, I don't even know what to tell you guys. I mean, how do you guys deal with burnouts? Because, you know, it's in the midst of burnouts that I realize that mental health is so important. I think, you know, you take that for granted because you're like, okay, I'm not like having a major crisis, I don't have like mental issues. But I feel like in all honestly, like in reality, we all deal with like mental health issues, be it anxiety, be it overthinking, be it whatever. But I believe we all do, and that's why we all experience breakouts.
Breakouts, oh my goodness.
That's why we all experience burnouts, you know what I mean? Yo. But yeah, I'm here to encourage you guys to actually don't overwork yourself if you feel that, you know, you're demotivated, you're feeling down. I think the best thing you can ever do is just take that break. Take that break. Sit down, write down your feelings, journal it out, you know. Talk to someone if it helps. What I did during these months was just a whole lot of like soul searching and introspection, and I really just decided to, you know, search me, search my passions, search my willingness to go on, if I could say, find my motivation. So how I did that was simply just being in tune with me again, decluttering and, you know, prioritizing what I feel sets me and my soul on fire, and then slowly getting back to routine. But, you know, I think when I have burnouts, I realize that a new routine is always the greatest solution. So unlearning bad habits and relearning good ones, you know, just changing up my routine, changing up my lifestyle, making things more exciting, more outgoing in a sense, so that I can be excited about something. So I changed my entire routine. Yeah, and has it been working for me? So far, so great. And now, just the other day, I had a burnout again, and I was like, nope. I'm actually gonna take a break on this one. I'm not gonna overwork myself, I'm not gonna do too much. I'm just gonna chill, because you know what, I'm listening to my mind and my body and my soul, and right now, like, I've reached my capacity, and I don't wanna, you know, stress myself. And it's really been working for me, because now I also don't overthink that much. if something is on my mind, I try and like attend it ASAP so that it's not willowing and now I can't sleep because I'm having bad dreams. You know what I mean? Like my subconscious can't take it. Yo, insomnia, it's so bad. Like, yeah, but so I did that and yeah, now I am ready for the day and yeah, you know what I mean? My routine has changed. I'm 5 a.m. club some days, and also some days, especially on weekends, I'm like 10 o'clock club and I'm okay with it, you know, because sometimes you need to like get out of your comfort zone and also just listen to your soul, listen to your body. And yeah, so sometimes I'm so happy being 10 o'clock club because honestly, yeah, you know, you have to wake up early, you know what they say about like top of the morning and everything like that, but then at the same time it's like my mental health comes first, you know, I come first. So having burnouts is like remembering to love yourself in the midst of mental issues, in the midst of having a breakdown, remembering to be gentle to yourself, and also putting a time limit, you know, putting a time limit and saying, okay, I'm gonna wallow for a week and then I'm gonna get this, I'm gonna get this bag, I'm gonna get this, you know, whatever I'm getting, you know, I'm gonna get this. So do allow yourself, have grace upon yourself, but also remind yourself of who you are and come back stronger and better, and also allowing yourself to go back there, because I mean, in all honesty, you're not gonna always be 150, you know. So knowing that burnouts are a thing, and when they come, allow them to come, and then when they leave, let them go, you know, set yourself free from that. So yeah, this is gonna be short because there's really not much to dive deep into when we're talking about burnouts. Anyway, I hope this episode found you well. I hope it is relatable, and I hope you guys are doing hella amazing. Great week ahead, wholesome weekend ahead, great vibes. See you on the next one. Thank you for listening.